That brings us to 11.2, the proposed half-penny local option surtax capital improvement programs. Mr. Beatty.
Yes, as Mr. Sparks said earlier, there is a referendum item on the November 6th ballot that the Okaloosa County Board of County Commissioners placed for the voters to decide on a half-penny surtax that would fund public safety enhancements, infrastructure improvements, traffic congestion. It would deal with traffic congestion, stormwater, you name it. The Fort Walton Beach Chamber of Commerce has taken the lead on marketing the referendum item, and they have actually come to the county and the nine municipalities to ask for a proposed project list. I do want to qualify and say the project list that we include in the staff report is a preliminary list. You know, as you may know, this is a 10-year proposal. Priorities may change over those 10 years. But we wanted to provide like a representative list of what types of projects the city would be looking at to use the revenues. Latest projections are the city of Fort Walton Beach would get about $1.6 million a year, and we think that number will just continue to go up over the 10-year period. And as you'll see, most of the sales tax in Okaloosa County is paid by tourists through the peak tourist season. So this is a type of tax that is not just, the burden's not borne by just the citizens of Okaloosa County. It's whoever comes through the borders, whoever buys everything. It's only on the first $5,000 of a purchase. And you know, so it's pretty straightforward. You'll see, I'm not gonna go through the project list. It's in the staff report. Hopefully though it's out there for the public to read. But like I said, this is just a representative list to give everyone an idea of the types of projects that we, the city of Fort Walton Beach, would use the revenues on. Revenues, if passed on November 6th, the revenues would start to generate January 1st of 2019. And, you know, it's the distribution is based on population. It's a state formula. And it would just... We would have instead of a 6% sales tax, we would have 6.5, which would still be lower than the rest of our neighbors. So I wanted to bring this forward tonight so we could, it's already posted on the website, but I wanted to get a formal discussion and approval so we could move forward.
Thank you, sir. Questions from council or Mr. Beatty?
I don't have a question, but I would like to make a comment about it. I appreciate the list that you put together, that staff put together. I know it's not a definitive, you know, hard projects that are definitely going to happen, and we're definitely going to fund those things with this. But I do like that it sticks with the main goals and focuses of the city, you know, increasing public safety, resurfacing of roads, providing for our police and fire departments. You know, these are all the most important things that we spend our tax dollars on. And I like that the main focus of it is on those things. So nice job by you and staff.
Thank you, sir.
And I did want to add that, just for clarification, these revenues cannot be used for day-to-day operations. They can't be used for personnel. They are strictly for capital improvements, equipment, things of that nature. The other good thing about this is we can leverage the revenues for larger revenue sources like state and federal dollars for, say, around the mound, you know, some of the projects that would deal with traffic issues, Triumph dollars, we could leverage that. And just like I sent an email today with legislative funding requests through the state, if the more match you have available, the more likely it is that you'll get funding. So, you know, we're not just going to use the $1.6 million and just use that every year. We're going to try to turn that $1.6 million into more money, you know, to accomplish some of these projects that, you know, we're not supplementing projects with this revenue. These are projects that would normally not be done or would be 10, 15 years down the road. So we are able to accelerate some of these projects with this revenue.
Thank you. Anyone else from council? Anyone from the public wish to comment? Yes, sir.
Just a small observation about the list. I know it's not in any prioritized order, but I was curious as to why, under the public safety program, we would list the possibility of considering an armed SWAT vehicle for this area, when lower on the list is hardening the facilities. And given the recent events with Hurricane Michael, I thought this is kind of an interesting, you know, list that we may be sending the wrong message. Now, maybe not many people will read this list, and it's certainly subject to changing, but I thought that was a line item that was just a little stark in the message we might be sending to the people that would be reading this list, that we would consider the possibility of a SWAT vehicle. Usually those are, you know, based on necessity, where larger cities have had civil unrest that require the, you know, capability for the police department and public safety to have that resource. And I just thought we might be inadvertently advertising that we have that same concern, and I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, sir. All right, may we get a motion to...
Mayor, I'd like to add to that. I think a lot of these projects are extremely commendable. I just want to go, before we go to the vote, just not so much not supporting the projects, but more of the funding source on how we fund the project. So just wanted to initiate that, and thanks for your time, and thanks for staff on putting this together. And regardless of however the voters vote on November 6th, we'll be here to steward those dollars, but I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve item 11.2, the proposed half penny local option surtax capital improvement program list.
Second.
Okay. Been moved by Mr. Allegretto, seconded by Ms. Jameson this time. I think I've heard that one first. Any further comments from council?
No, sir.
Yes. I just hope the people support it so it helps all areas in Okaloosa County.
Anyone else? Please vote. Does pass 4-1. Thank you, council.